I'm Sergeant Scott Mulcreest of the Operational Support Group. The national amnesty, as they're calling it, or surrender, is mainly for firearms. It's a gun one, but we've decided that we would broaden it and make it into a weapons surrender. So we're not just after the firearms, we're after the knives, the swords, the stun devices, you know, any sort of weapon. We would welcome those in rather than just firearms, because we would look at it as any sort of weapons that's coming in, then there's less on the streets or in members of the public's hands.
So it's not been prompted by the fact that on the Isle of Man there are more weapons per capita than there are in the UK. Is that something that's been prompted? Because of course we heard that earlier on in the year before TT.
You're right in the fact that I think that's more to do with firearms, and that's, I must stress, that's legally held firearms, not illegally held. No, it's not. It's something that we do run ourselves. So we ran one in 2014. We ran one in 2017. So it's every sort of couple of years. So it would fall in line to run one, but we thought if there's a national one going ahead, it's a perfect opportunity to do it, that's all.
So we're into the second week of the weapon surrender. What have you got so far?
Yeah, so we've had some air rifles in. We've had some shotguns. We've had some what I'd call hunting knives, normal knives. So we have had a response. People have been dropping the weapons into the bins that are provided at each police station around the Isle of Man. So really what we would ask for now is there's 4 days left. Use this opportunity to hand those weapons in with no questions asked.
So what's the message here? I mean, how can you, I suppose is the word, incentivise? Why would someone give up their weapons?
There's legally held firearms out there. So maybe if you're a legally held, you know, you've got a certificate, you might have a number of weapons. Do you really want all those weapons? If you don't, and some of them are old or some of them you don't, then this is an opportunity for you to bring them in and we can dispose of them safely. There's obviously weapons out there that are illegal, such as your noxious sprays or your stun devices. They're prohibited articles. There's no excuse for anyone to have those. So again, this is a perfect opportunity to get those into us without questions asked. Because if you are found by a police officer in public or in your home with those items, then obviously you could face prosecution. Knives and so on, yeah, it's not necessarily legal to possess a knife in your house, but then when you'll start possessing knives in public, then that's different, there is an offence. So it's everyone's job really to ensure that the Isle of Man is a safe place, and the more knives, weapons, firearms that are brought in and we can dispose of them properly, then it's in my book, it's a win-win situation. We're making that the Isle of Man the safe place that we all know it is.